637.
Politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Monday. Ooh, cold here in the state of Minnesota, real cold. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we're the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of the pro-murderers and the pro-choicers, as they wish to call themselves, want to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty America, and welcome to the show. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Yes, indeed it is. Yes, indeed it is.
Speaking,
I sounded like Batman from the 70s, didn't I? I used to watch those when I was a little kid.
Yeah. Remember the Batman room in the event we just did?
That's right.
Fantastic room.
Commissioner Gordon phone. Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of feel his presence.
A little bit.
Right now.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Sons of Liberty Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I only have time to read one comment, but I think it was a very good comment. After posting some things on gun control in Bradley's column last week on gun control, which I think was your Wednesday column, he said it reminds me of a couple factoids I've seen on the web. Many, many more people die each year in automobiles. Do we ban automobiles? Medical malpractice kills thousands by thousands more than guns. In England, do we ban medical practice?
Let me just interject this really quick. People need to be careful not to get caught up in the debate. Because
that's
once
true.
You get
that's
caught up
sure.
in the debate, then you begin to lose, and you lose ground.
Yeah.
You have a Second Amendment right. That's it.
Yep.
The line is drawn in the sand, friends. Nothing else to talk about.
You know, that's...
Quit getting pulled into the debate.
Exactly. You had brought it up the other day. The NRA came out and they said to America, we don't think the administration is going to do anything on guns. Okay, should we have been concerned in the first place? Are they able to do anything on guns?
That's right. That's right.
No, there's not.
Was the law? Was it referenced? Did I hear anybody reference the Second Amendment or the Bill of Rights?
No. It's in the way.
Does the President of the United States have a right to raise his stature above the Constitution of the United States? No, he doesn't. So then, therefore, it would be illegal for him to take such measures.
That's right.
That's it. Null and void, friends. Null and void. Don't get into a conversation or a debate. You see it all over the place. He doesn't have the right to do it, friends. He doesn't have the right to break the laws.
Mm-hmm. In England, where guns are more banned, there are many more murders committed, way more than the U.S., with things such as kitchen knives, and there is a talk of banning those. The truth is the truth. Government knows these things better than anyone. They don't want gun deaths to decrease. They want total crime to skyrocket so they can move forward with the police state. Now, that would be the mind of a criminal, which is what we're dealing with on this administration.
That's right, that's right.
But I want to go back to this
good point,
topic.
Good point, but I'm just tired of it, that's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, because the rhetoric gets old. But going back to this topic of England, okay, so they've disarmed and there's less gun murders in England. What would happen if all of a sudden Russia got the bright idea that they're going to invade England? What are the people of England going to do?
Absolutely nothing.
We forgot about the concept that, yes, weapons are for self-defense. That is true. We need a weapon in case some intruder breaks into our house.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of the Second Amendment is so the people would be armed so that a federal government or a federal system would never use their own armed forces that they tax the people for against their own people. That's why there's a Second Amendment.
This administration is arming itself against the American people. Do your homework. It's not hard to find.
Yep.
You know, I just walked in the office just a couple minutes ago. Infuriated again over the fact of listening to the saltless conservatives. I mean, as if we're to be told by the conservatives that we're not to question authority. We're supposed to just believe everything that we're told. I am so appalled by those that call themselves conservatives on state-run media. One has to ask itself, are they not hook, line, and are they not hand in glove with these people that are on the left? They are.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herods, the Herodians, government doctrine, and beware of the Pharisees, church doctrine, hypocrites. It's all hypocrisy. But I am so sick and tired of people that put on the face of a conservative or a patriot or a Christian, and what they do is they demean anybody that questions authority. No, friends, it's your job to question authority, especially when they work for you. And if they work for you and you feel threatened by that, you'd be an absolute fool not to question that authority.
That's right. You're not subjugated to that authority. I want to tell a quick story, and I think it's a good one. We posted it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And this is the understanding of what people have when they're armed. This is in Texas. A man comes out of an establishment and gets into his car, and a guy with a ski mask jumps in front of him, says, "Give me your car, or give me your keys, give me your phone, and give me your wallet." So the man does, because he's unarmed. And then pretty soon, he starts pursuing this man. A Mercedes-Benz pulls up and says, "Did you just get jacked?" these two men asked. And the guy says, "Yes." They chase after the guy. They shot him in the stomach. The guy, trying to run away from him, jumps over a fence into an area where a German Shepherd was, gets attacked. And this is what the person who was victimized said: "I don't own a gun. I'm totally at the mercy of my saviors. They obviously sent two angels to help me. These people protected me when I couldn't protect themselves." That's being a good neighbor and having the ability to be a good neighbor, folks, because those people were there on the spot.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Abby and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Jake's going to take the helm for a couple minutes, and I'll be right back talking about enemy to God, enemy to America.
We just talked about the last section on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. We posted the story about the Good Samaritans that saved a man's life because they were armed. And many of you may not realize this, but those are actually laws still on the books in many of the original colonies in America. I don't know if they're on all 50 states, but that was your duty as a citizen, to be a good Samaritan to your neighbor, to look out for them when they're in trouble. And obviously you see the positive effects of this, and they happen all day long. Maybe not in the mainstream, you don't report it, or it's not reported, but people are the beneficiaries of it. I want to go on to another good Samaritan, and his name is Matt Staber from Liberty Council. Now, these guys have been friends of ours. They've represented us. You guys all remember the Dunkerton issue, and there's probably going to be more to come because these folks don't back down until you bring justice in. But the Alabama Supreme Court just upheld convictions of two women. What they were doing is they were using drugs, and they had their kids around them. And part of the law is that you can't use drugs around kids. It's more of an offense or something like that.
Duh. I thought it was against the law to use drugs.
It's illegal. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So the point
but
is,
that's a convenient little bureaucracy all within itself. Yeah.
Yes. And you'll see as you dice these laws, they all come. Because it's supposedly, according to Supreme Court, okay to kill your baby in the womb. But if a man murders a woman, it's pregnant, and the baby dies as well. It's double homicide.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the contradictory terms in law when you start to make legal what God has already said
is
illegal.
It's not law. It's not law.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So as you keep moving forward, this state law was originally intended to prevent parents from operating meth labs around children or allowing children to be in meth labs. And that does not mention the unborn. But now the Supreme Court in Alabama said, listen, whether it's born or unborn, in other words, giving life to that life that's in the womb that we've always known as life, but now there's a protection for it. And this is what Matt Staver said, speaking of Good Samaritans. The U.S. Supreme Court's abortion cases are an aberration to the law and stand on an island by themselves. In other words, what he's saying is
it's
not law.
Yeah, he's right.
And they're on an island by themselves. And he said, and that island will one day disappear. And that's what he's working towards, folks.
It better disappear on man's judgment.
You got it.
God gets to it, because rest assured there is a correlation between abortion and suicide amongst their young.
And then we disappear.
You reap what you sow.
Exactly. Yep. God will turn that nation into hell that forsakes his law. But this is what we're talking about in resolve. You don't sit and wait for the bone that the Supreme Court's going to throw at you. You step forward, like we do on the Sons of Liberty every single day, and like Matt Staber just stepped forward and said, this will end. Why? Because it's wrong and it's contrary to God's law.
Yeah.
Ken Cuccinelli.
Good for him.
Attorney General.
Amen.
Amen. Big time. Again, that was Matt Staber with Liberty Counsel.
There are people out there fighting, friends, and winning the day in Jesus' name.
And Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. You can read more about it there. Cuccinelli, Ken Cuccinelli, the Attorney General.
Awesome
dude. State of Virginia.
Awesome dude.
When we saw him speak, I loved it. He came out in his cowboy boots.
We had him on the radio program. Yep. Great guy.
That's right.
Attorney General in Virginia, correct?
Yep.
Yep.
And he brought the lawsuit, as you all know, against Obamacare. The Supreme Court decided, you know what, Mr. Cuccinelli, we're not in favor of this case. We're not in your favor. But again, setting themselves on an island by themselves, it doesn't matter if you're in favor with a state statute. Yeah. Are you in favor or in line with God?
This is what's incredible to me, guys. We're to be ruled by law, not by activism. We're to be ruled by law, not to those that legislate from the bench.
Not even a majority.
We talked about dictatorships last week, and that's exactly what some of these Supreme Court justices are doing, or federal courts, or local courts. It's incredible to me. We're to be ruled by law, not by their opinion, or who they like, or who they don't dislike. We're not to wrest judgment in any sense of the word, God said. That means to pervert judgment. And that's what you see here. You know, what do we hear, Jake? When we're talking about lawful issues continuously behind closed doors. Well, you know, I don't know what the judges are going to do. Well, the case is black and white. They broke the law, so therefore they are to be held accountable for breaking that law. Well, that's not what the judges do all the time. Well, then America, get rid of the judges.
That's right.
That's where it starts. Because the president can't do anything that the judge doesn't allow in the first place, locally. And as long as the judge upholds the Constitution of the United States, which he or she have swore to uphold, both against all enemies, both against domestic and foreign. And so what we have here is people need to understand that they got a local front as well, and that will prevent a federal front if the local does their job.
You got that right, and it goes all the way down to the sheriff. Cuccinelli stepped up to the plate.
That's another issue, that's right.
It totally is. Yep. He steps up to the plate, and he calls Obamacare tyranny.
It is.
And he said this contraception mandate in Obamacare is important enough to protest and risk going to jail over. We're talking about a civil servant that represents the people of Virginia.
And we're not talking about 1776. We're talking about 2013.
And he's stepping up and saying, I've been given an authority by God through the people, and I'm going to stand on it.
This is exactly what Judge Moore did back in the 90s, friends, when he said, no, the Ten Commandments, I'm ruling according to what God's law said, not to what your opinion says or what your mandate, because your mandates are in standing contradiction of God's law.
And he said, it's my duty.
Yeah.
I would be contradicting the God who put me here if I stood on your side. This is what he quoted, and this was on a fellow syndicate's, and Steve, we've been on the Steve Day Show before. He said this on that program. My local bishop said he told a group, quote, well, this is Ken Cuccinelli speaking. Well, you know, I told a group I'm ready to go to jail. Ken Cuccinelli replied, Bishop, don't take this personally. You need to go to jail. He's now running for governor.
Okay.
Of course.
Just let me clarify this, Jake, because we got to make sure everybody understands what's going on here. I went and talked to D. James Kennedy right before he passed away. When I was talking with D. James Kennedy, he got a huge church all over the world, 7 days a week, TV, radio, locally in Florida. He's right outside of Roca Raton, Florida. Boca Raton. That's what I said. Are we going to start a cat fight again? Boca Raton. Isn't that what I said?
Roca. Anyways.
Oh, I said Boca. But he probably heard Roca because of his points on the ends of his ears.
Are we going to start that?
Yeah, no, look. Here's the point. D. James Kennedy tells me he had a pastoral meeting. Pastors from all over the world came to this meeting. And he had protests going on outside of his church. And one of the pastors that came to his meeting said to him, he said, hey, D. James Kennedy, why is it that you have people protesting your church? D. James Kennedy, in his 70s, I'm sure at that time, said to him, you mean your church isn't being protested? Friends, Protestant has meaning. Protestants. That is the church's job. They are called to be the light of the world. And light exposes darkness. And when you do that, you are going to be protested. But it's the job of the American people that have the light to protest about the against the things that you actually tolerate today.
Somebody else isn't going to do it.
No. So Protestant, again, is Protestant. Protestant, Protestant.
Yep, Cuccinelli.
That's a fact.
Finished his statement, and he is known by using his pulpit as the Attorney General, now running for governor, to say that this health insurance to cover most forms of contraceptives for their customers is an attack on the Roman Catholic Church, which demands, he said it demands, it's not a suggestion or maybe you should go out there and pick it, it demands civil disobedience.
It does.
He encouraged those who disagree with the law to protest by forcing the feds to prosecute those who don't comply.
Yeah.
And you know, who was it, the gentleman that does the columns, he's the Catholic guy, he's a black guy. On WorldNet Daily.
Alan Keyes.
Alan Keyes. He went out and protested. He said, we don't need more people to stand for what's right. Or what did he say? We don't need more money. We need more people to go to jail. In other words, being willing.
Yeah.
I got to be careful how I say that. Being willing to go to jail for what is right.
Well,
not what is wrong.
How did the civil rights during the 60s, exactly. How did that fly?
Yep.
People were willing to lay down their lives, willing
money
to go to
donations.
Jail. And then once they realized they couldn't, you couldn't stop these people anymore, then all of a sudden that's when the reproach fell from the black folks, fell on the racists back then, and that's exactly what they were. And they won their rights.
Yes,
and God bless them for their efforts. And I agree with everything they've done.
Amen.
And that's exactly what we need to do today.
And that's what we need to do according to the standard of right, which Cuccinelli is getting, Matt Staver's getting, and folks, the Sons of Liberty are giving. And it's important that we stand there and we don't move. We don't do a backdoor deal. You demand for all what the truth says. And at that point, if it comes to jail or it comes to persecution, you continue to stand because God vindicates the truth.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
That is the conclusion of everything if you want to find on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I did want to bring up another thing, too. This whole sway of how things are going. Did you see hundreds of thousands converged on the Eiffel Tower to protest gay marriage? Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, good for them.
Interesting, actually.
Well, I'm just getting kind of bored here. We need to start rolling forward. So what happened here, Jake? Jake, come on, let's get the fire going here. What is this now?
This is hundreds of thousands of people converged on the Eiffel Tower to protest gay marriage.
Yeah, when was this?
This just happened.
What day?
Because what's
happening now is the government
is trying to push gay marriage on the people of France.
Yeah, because the state-run media is trying to stifle the voice of the American people.
Sexual
and the American
revolution.
People are sick and tired of it.
Yep.
Yeah, because I think they understand what it's about. It has nothing to do with marriage.
That's
just look to Canada, friends.
That's right. And it's about kids, and that's the point that they made.
I guess in Canada, I guess it really does have a lot to do with men marrying men, especially when they want to lower the age of anal consent from 16 to 14.
Because they want kids.
What does that have to do aiming at the church,
all about
trying
children.
To control the church, and going after homeschoolers?
Yep.
Well,
boys.
That's why I can see why the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram.
Yep.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The right way. Yeah, Bradley and Jake. Aberration, friends, the act of wandering from the right way. Deviation from truth or moral rectitude. If people didn't get that number.
That would explain what they're doing.
Yeah. In other words, the definition of that word, what did it mean? So you have it now. This last week we talked about, on WND, WorldNet Daily, enemy to God, enemy to America. That's what we broke. And what we found that was rather interesting is that communism begins where atheism begins. Listen to that again. Karl Marx said that. Communism begins where atheism begins. And this last week what took place was an atheist and humanist group has attempted to bring new deception into the so-called Jefferson Bible and force upon the people their purposely revised and distorted version of history. True that. The group delivered what they call a Jefferson Bible for the 21st century to the 113th Congress, while also adding edited versions of the Quran, the Buddhist Sutras, and the Book of Mormon. And apparently these atheists and secularists have forgotten that those who serve we the people place their hand on the Bible where they give their oath of office ending with, so help me God. How do you suppose that works out for them, Jake?
I suppose if you're willing to take an oath and you're willing to break that oath against your God,
you become
a traitor to your people.
You strain at the gnat and these atheists and secularists, they swallow the camel.
Yes, they do.
They
probably choke on the way down. I'm not sure that they're really living.
What are they trying to do? They're trying to revise, on purpose, their distorted version of history.
According to them.
To get them away from what? Who gave us our freedoms? Okay, I go on. So let's set the record straight real quick. Many university professors, purposely indoctrinate their students with the contrived myth that Thomas Jefferson did cut the Bible into pieces. He sewed together the portions he agreed with and got rid of the rest. When in fact, that's what they're guilty of doing.
Yeah.
However, it must be noted that Thomas Jefferson worked extensively for religious liberty. Jefferson's request, his headstone read, author the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom. Jefferson helped found the Virginia Bible Society and was a substantial financial contributor How is this working out for these people? I go on. I'm about halfway there. He had a long history, Thomas Jefferson did, of working with missionaries and specifically bringing Christianity to the Native Americans. And to that end, Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels, not excluding miracles, but taking out redundancies. This was a shortened work titled by Jefferson as The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, not the Jefferson Bible. Well, you'd think that if he meant to omit Jesus Christ, he surely wouldn't have named his book, Jake.
That's right.
The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth.
But the new revisionists mean to eliminate Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they do.
Well, yeah, they just, again, they strain at that gnat and they swallow the camel. And you get a camel just to make sure I'm lining up with that camel.
And notice that Jefferson, at no point in time did he ever take Christ's words and then revise them. He took his actual text of what Christ said in the Gospels and printed it. Didn't twist it, didn't give his view, anything like that.
Okay, and then to go on, the work was then reprinted and given to members of Congress upon taking office, a 50-year tradition that carried into the 20th century, and it filled with accounts of miracles, raising the dead, healing lepers, multiplying food for thousands, heaven, hell, the resurrection, and the Son of God.
Sounds like the divinity of Christ is still there.
You heard me right, friends. Also keep in mind, friends, that Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States, as was he the president of public schools in Washington, D.C. What were the two highly favored books, Jake, that he had in that public school?
Yeah.
I know. This is going to hurt atheist secularists. This is going to hurt really bad. The Bible and Watts Hymnals.
Which was a tradition that started before him that he never eradicated.
Friends, distorting American history is a deliberate lie, and lying is not permissible by law. So the question I have is the atheist of today under a different set of rules and laws than the American people, namely a law unto themselves? No way. Case in point, on this radio program, I had a self-proclaimed atheist call in. And I asked him the question, is it against the law to kill? This supposed atheist said yes. Is it against the law to commit adultery? This atheist said yes. To steal, I said. He said yes. And to lie, he said yes. I said, well, who told you that? I answered, my father did, didn't he? Exodus 20. He didn't have anything else to say after that. No, oh, that's why Rob Boston doesn't want to get on the radio with Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, nor any of these other atheist secularist groups. I wouldn't either, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't do it.
So you don't agree with what God says. You try to pretend he doesn't exist?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Wow.
You keep going.
Yes. How's that working out for them?
Not in this country, though.
So these atheists, secularists, communists is really what they are. Just think about this, friends. These atheists, these secularists, and remember what Mr. Karl Marx rightly said? He said they are communists. He said communism begins where atheism begins. Listen again. Communism begins where atheism begins. They can't work one without the other, can they? But I want you to listen carefully as to what I'm going to say next to you. These people are willing to hand over a revised, distorted version of something that they themselves created, interject the Quran, only to play the minions to help constitute foreign governments in your government, friends, over that of American governments. Does Karl Marx stand justified? Yes, he does, because they're playing out exactly what he said in the 30s. Communism begins where atheism begins. We'll be ruled by anybody but God. And that contradicts itself even what our forefathers told us. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. They prefer tyrants. Let me go on. Not only are these atheists and secularists enemies to God, but to America as well, John Witherspoon, signer of the Declaration of Independence and president of Princeton University, said he is the best friend to American liberty who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, under the umbrella of Christianity, of course. Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country. Friends? The question that I had is, why were our forefathers so adamant about placing God and his laws in the forefront of American government? Because! History teaches us that the atheist ideology is responsible for the death and destruction yeah. of millions of people, and might I add, also countries. Here's a few examples. We talked about these coincidentally last week. 300,000 Italians were murdered under Mussolini and his reign, if you want to call it that. His own people, and by the way, his own country was destroyed. 20 million Chinese were murdered under Mao Zedong's reign. By Mao Zedong, his own citizens, friends. And 20 million Russians were murdered under Stalin's reign. Some say 40, some say 60. I'm giving you accurate numbers that we came up with. And all of which were self-proclaimed atheists. William Penn's words proved to be true. Men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. So the American people, agree or disagree, atheists and secularists included, would do well to remember that those who serve we the people also swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, which is founded in common law, which is bedrocked in the Declaration of Independence. Correct. So in conclusion, America must take note that the atheists was unknown in our nation during its foundation. Who said that? Ben Franklin.
Oh, the deist himself?
Oh, my goodness. A deist, friends, is God's there, but he just doesn't intervene. Let me ask you something, friends. Did you eat today? Who made that possible? Did you go to the grocery store? Are you okay? Do you got a roof over the top of your heads? Was your bellies filled? Who made that possible, friends? Let me tell you. Your father did. If God was a God of the supposed created and contrived deists of the day, then how is it that we get responses from him 24/7, 7 days a week? Because if God was there and he didn't take care of his kids, then why is it that we're taken care of here in America, friends?
Well, if you look at what a deist is, it's antithetical to what an atheist is.
Antithetical.
It says there is no God. What does a deist say? There is a God. He has created laws. He just doesn't interfere with the, you know, mankind in their lives.
Jake, does God answer your prayers?
But if you even, I mean, just going back to that.
Does he answer your prayers?
Of course he does. Yes.
If he didn't answer your prayers, would you serve him?
No.
It wouldn't make any sense, right?
No.
So if I leave off duty to God's commandments and I want to be, well, I don't want to use the word abstract, but I want to be missing in action to God and I want to justify myself, what do I do? I condemn God just like Job's friends did, right?
Yep.
Point the finger back at him and blame him for something that you're leaving undone or leaving off.
But you even look.
So who is the deist?
The deist is not, well, let me say this.
It's idolatry, I'm sorry.
It totally is. Deist would condemn an atheist because a deist would say to the atheist, oh, no, there is a God. And he does have laws. And just like Jefferson said on those walls cannot be violated but by his wrath. That's what the deists understood. So even if there was a few deists back in the day, they still believe in God and God's standards. But on the contrary, if you study any of our founders' writings, next to the very few, they all believed in God, his presence, and his divine hand in guiding our founders to America.
His
divine hand into giving us the liberties that we have in this country.
So really what we could say is a deist, Webster's 1828, defines out as this, a free thinker.
A free thinker. What does he think about?
Apparently that God's there, but he can just go ahead and do what he wants to, because God's not going to intervene anyways. Isn't that what an atheist also does?
Well, I would say
I don't even believe an atheist doesn't believe in God, because they know what they do.
That's right.
And so therefore, they set themselves at war against God, and we see the history of God's fingerprints all over.
Yep. And that's what they're at war with.
That's exactly right. We're going to come back. We're going to finish this up. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out on Bradley Dean Facebook, Bradley Dean EE on my Facebook.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. They bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
All right, I'm going to give you this quote really quick, and I'm just going to really give it to you, friends. How the atheists and the secularists undo themselves in every sense of the word. They strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. Listen to what Benjamin Franklin said. Serious religion under its various denominations, again under the Christian umbrella, is not only tolerated but respected and practiced. This is what he ended that sentence with. Atheism is unknown here. We didn't have atheists during the foundation of our country. Or the deists, for example. Let me slow my roll for a second. Now, I said they strain at a gnat and they swallow the camel, and I tried to have Carrie pull up a camel and see what it sounded like, and I went, because there's a camel in the state of Minnesota. You can go down and see that joker once a year. What's his name? He's at a petting zoo, friends. I'm not kidding you.
Can't remember his name.
In Watkins, Minnesota. Isn't that right outside of Watkins?
Yeah.
A farmyard here in the state of Minnesota. And that he's got some really nasty-looking teeth, and his breath, man, it would knock a buzzard off a manure wagon.
All of his top teeth fell out, I heard.
Really? They're big honkers, aren't they? But listen, here's a camel for you. This is for the atheists and the secularists.
How's that tasting?
What the heck?
It's like a siren. Like vibrato? Is that what it's called?
Don't want to get that guy a cup of coffee?
Somebody get him out of the atheist
throat. You want? You miss your mama?
Get that camel out of his throat.
But anyways, Jake, go ahead and give that quote by Ben Franklin, please.
Benjamin Franklin, who is
setting the record straight.
Accused of being a deist, although he was a financial supporter of George Whitefield, George would stay at his house oftentimes.
The great awakening preacher.
That's right. who was not a deist. He was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he burned flames through all of those universities during the Great Awakening, which preceded our Declaration
of Independence. The preachers were in the colleges, friends.
Yep.
Go.
I have lived, sir. This is in the Constitutional Convention, Benjamin Franklin.
Ben Franklin. This is Ben Franklin.
I've lived, sir, a long time. And the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? In other words, God didn't create the world, give us laws, and then depart. God's aid has to be present in order for any empire to raise.
That's right, but we need to respond to that presence because faith without works is dead.
Yep.
I'll show you my faith by my works, and I'll show you my works by my faith, Paul said. So to say that, for example, Ben Franklin even, I know that the secularists, the professors, you know, they know more than everybody else. But what they don't know how to do, friends, they don't know how to tell the truth. That's the problem right there. They can have all the degrees on the walls that they want and whatever they want to teach and preach. But if they don't know how to tell the truth, they're worthless.
You know, one
and really what they are is, friends, is modern-day revisionists, and they're trying to create a country that looks just like them, like their father, sons of Belial.
One impressive thing these secular humanists, what did you say they were?
They're revisionists.
Professors.
Yeah.
One impressive
purposely
thing
purposely distorting our history or attempting to do so. So small a number in the America that I know allows it and tolerates it.
One impressive thing they do is they're able to swallow a whole camel.
They did. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Not half the camel, but
the whole thing.
Oh,
I'm going to get it all.
I think I know what's going on here. He just ate the secularist and the atheist, and he's whoa, you see what
that's
I'm saying?
Serious.
He's saying, how do I get this out of here?
He's stuck in my hump.
Do you have like a camel regurgitating? Maybe that's what we need to get here. It's so bad. And friends, but the bottom line is this. Enemy to God, they are enemies to America. And when you begin to see what they advocate, friends, it is absolutely astounding. It's so bad. You don't have to go ask somebody what they're lying about because you know everything that comes out of their mouth is an absolute lie anyways.
We talked about the end of their ideology last week when you had a person like Mussolini who claimed to be an atheist.
Yeah, what was his end?
Stalin, who claimed to be an atheist.
Yeah.
Or Mao, who claimed to be an atheist.
And what does Scripture say in Isaiah 14? They want to ascend above God's throne because I want to be just like you. Yeah. And all of them did the exact same thing. Why did they make statutes unto themselves?
Yeah.
Huh? Why? They didn't believe in God? Oh, no, they believed in God. They just wanted to dethrone God. And they were working for their father. And when you look at their beginnings, every one of them were criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, we're talking about dictators, but it coincides with what we're talking about right now.
Because dictators take on the same thought process as these atheist, secularists, revisionists.
Communism begins where atheism begins. There you have it. And we can see by the fruit of what they're attempting to do with the 113th Congress is just that. They want everybody to be converted to... They want everybody to be converted to...
Convert to... Would that mean communism is a religion?
There's a big question mark there. It does. Hey, listen, dude. Evolution all the way through and through. It takes faith to bridge their thought patterns, dude.
It sure does, because there's no evidence.
And there's a difference between spiritual faith and human faith. Spiritual faith, when God gives you faith, it's always to overcome and to inherit, to do something you cannot do. When it comes to man's faith, he always intends to downsize or attack or destroy anything that God's created.
He wants to put himself in the place of God. So
that's
then he can do
every
what?
Time.
What did God do? Our God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he sent his only Son to die for our sins, to be a propitiation for our sins. That's what he did with his empire and with his throne. What do these guys think?
Well, just keep in mind, Jake, though, and I'm kind of pressing into what you're saying a little bit. In the 60s and the 70s, when our boys were coming back from Vietnam, only going with the best intentions to serve their country, we the people, who was it that was protesting them when they came back? I mean, those couldn't have been Christians. I just don't see it. They couldn't have been constitutionalists because I just don't see it. Because if they loved their country so much, they would have stopped it before it went to Congress. So those boys went to how to go in the first place. So we just drew the line in the sand right down the center there. We just got rid of half of them.
Yeah. Those Christians.
Who were they protesting against them? I'm just kind of curious. What kind of a mindset would protest or desecrate the memories of those that died to give them the freedom that they have now? I can tell you, the atheists. The communists. Who else would do it, friends? Mm-hmm. Who else would desecrate the sacrifice given for the ratification of the Constitution to redeem us, to give us the liberty that we have today? Nobody but the atheists. Yeah. Nobody but the communists, friends.
The radical Marxists. Those are the ones
protesting. Hand in glove.
Now, the Christians and the constitutionalists, rather than protesting the troops, would have been at the White House
every single day. Thank you.
Every single day protesting this government for its unlawful activities.
Yeah, because we know back during Vietnam days, we understand that those in government at the time, when their sons and their daughters, their numbers came up to serve in Vietnam, all of a sudden the war had to stop. Yeah. And that's pretty amazing how that works.
A fruitless war, isn't it?
Yeah, that contradicts our forefathers, too, because when we see, like, for example, Andrew Jackson, we see, for example, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson even. When we look at those guys, it's interesting that they were willing to go themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But now what they do is they just pick up your sons and your daughters unlawfully, and they use them as stupid pawns for foreign policy, said Henry Kissinger. And the American people complain about foreign wars going on, and we see this all the time. Well, you know, I just don't agree with that military stance that you're taking, Bradley. They shouldn't be over there anyways. Well, that's your responsibility, as Jake just said. You should have stopped it in Congress before they sent your kids in the first place. How does that work?
Well, that means now I got to do something.
That's exactly right.
I can't just complain about it.
Well, then those are the people that say God is not, he's there, but he just doesn't intervene. Those are the deists.
Yeah. That's convenient.
Really, because what it comes down to, when you see that mentality, they hate the cross of Christ. They love freedom, but they don't want to fight for the freedom. And my Bible tells me that the power of God unto salvation is through the cross. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that believe it is the power of God unto salvation. They like to dance around the cross, and they want to be saved, and they want to go to heaven, but they don't want to serve Christ by bearing their cross.
Right.
You know,
responsibility.
Yeah, they want the crown of glory, mm-hmm. but they don't want to wear the crown of thorns.
Yep.
Yeah, you see that?
And whose fault does that lie?
They want the rewards that Christ suffered for, but they don't themselves want to partake with that, because then it might just cost people too much.
Yep.
It just costs too much.
That sounds like the modern day professing church's gospel right now.
It is.
You can have the reward of Christ's suffering.
They want to be raptured from responsibility.
You just don't have to do anything.
Well, that's what they're doing. Absolutely nothing.
Yep.
They want to be raptured from responsibility. Yet I don't understand that, because I don't see that in the Bible.
Because somebody that loves
God's raising up an army, Jake. God is raising up an army only to rapture them out before the battle.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
If you love,
they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What was their testimony?
Yep, they love not their lives to the death.
The war.
If somebody loves, you're going to want to take responsibility. You want to get engaged.
You know who loves your country, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Those that are willing to lay it down for them.
You know who loves God. They're out there preaching that word in Jesus' name.
Yep.
Uncompromisingly. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be back with you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. We really do, friends. Pay attention to the fruit on our tree. And outside of that, we love you by what we do. Amen. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Were you going to say something? Yep.
Yes.
I just got it. Folks, 1-877-807-9977. Give us a call. We need the support. Be right back. 23 hours.
Food stores? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.